Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to third. McNair moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. McNair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ross. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miles moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to third for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. There goes Radcliffe trying to get to third. Miles throws the ball into Blair, who tags Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Franklin reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franklin moves to third. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bloodworth scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin misplays the ball. That's an error on Franklin. Suter moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blair. Radcliffe scores. McCoskey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Ross moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ross scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets is hit by the pitch. Harris moves to third. Franklin moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Harris scores. Franklin scores. Tebbets moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. Trucks moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trucks scores. Bloodworth scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-2, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallow moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tebbets settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tebbets. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin misplays the ball. That's an error on Franklin. Vallow scores. Johnson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's 12-3, Tigers. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-5, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Bob Savage. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic moves to third. Miles moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Miles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-6, Tigers. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miles scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-7, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.